Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about maximizing your impact with short form content. So if you guys didn't catch it already, we renamed this podcast to Growing Your Mobile App with Short Form Content because that's what Cy and I really specialize in. And we want to make it clear that that is our expertise. And beyond that, we want to help you guys as much as possible when it comes to other parts of your app. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about short form content specifically. And I'm going to be giving you guys three strategies to really create impactful short form videos. So when it comes to short form content, it's all about delivering your message quickly and effectively. And the three strategies I'm going to be breaking down are hooking your audience, delivering a clear and concise message, and having a strong call to action. So I'm going to be diving into each one more specifically so you guys can really understand how to create good content. So when it comes to hooking your audience quickly, Microsoft actually did a study and it showed that the average human attention span is about 8 seconds. That's right. It's extremely low. And that's why everybody is watching short form content, which means you need to be creating short form content. And if you haven't even thought about it, or if you're not doing it already, I would 100% start doing it, because 8 seconds, you're not really going to capture anything with anyone unless you create short form content, because short form content is one of the only pieces of content where people can watch 8 seconds and get a lot of value from it. Okay, so anyways, that was a little bit tangent, but moving on. Basically, what this means from the study is that you need to capture your audience's attention immediately. And so having a really strong hook is what actually will help you create good short form content. And when I say hook, and for those of you who aren't familiar, a hook is really just the first 3 to 5 seconds of your video. Again, this really just depends, the number depends on how long your video is, but it's going to be that initial part of your video, like the first line, first 2 lines that you hear when you open up a short form video. So you want to start your videos off with a really strong hook, something that's intriguing or funny or surprising. And the way that you do this is to start with something bold, or asking a question, or showing a great visual. So three parts. You want to either have a bold statement, you want to have a great question, or you want to have an eye-catching visual. So let's take an example. Let's say that you're building a fitness app and you want to create a short form content video about it. So instead of just talking about your app, saying, hey, this app does this, 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 no. Instead, we're going to replace that with a really strong visual, and we're going to show a dramatic transformation photo or a quick workout demo that people can check out. And on top of that, bonus points if you can combine them. So we'll show that visual while starting off with a really interesting question, such as, what if I told you that within 30 days, you can add 10 pounds of muscle, or something, you know, obviously probably a little bit more realistic, but gets people really intrigued. So that's number one, is hooking your audience quickly. Number two is delivering a clear and concise message. So the cool thing about short form content is that it is very short, obviously. Short form content has the word short in it, but it also captures people's attention really, really quickly. So you want to make sure that you actually capitalize on that. And the reason that a lot of short form content fails is because they can't capitalize on that attention. And so you want to make sure you deliver a very clear and concise message within the time frame you have. This isn't a video that's 15, 20 minutes long, so you don't have all the time in the world to get your point across. Instead, what you want to do is get right to the point as soon as possible. So what I would do is avoid any unnecessary things that you're putting in your video that just take away from the point. And this definitely includes text, right? So I see a lot of apps put 20 paragraphs of text on their video expecting somebody to pause the video and read it. But there is probably 1% of people out there that will do that. Everyone else is just gonna skip over your video. Instead, what you wanna do is use the text overlays and captions to only highlight important information. So let's say, for example, again, in this fitness app, you are trying to talk about building muscle, and that's the main feature in your app. Then maybe when you talk about the muscle part on the screen, you can have a big bicep emoji, or you can have a big text that says build muscle in 30 days with blank app. So something very concise that people know what they're getting, but it's not like, hey, build muscle with this app that does this. This is how we're going to do it. This is how you need to do it. This is the way that you're going to download the app. No, remove all that information and just have what's essential to your app. And so what this is going to do is reinforce your message and make sure that viewers actually understand what they're watching. And sometimes even without the sound, if you have good text. Okay, so that's number two, is delivering a clear and concise message. And finally, number three is to end with a strong call to action. So if you don't know what a call to action is, it's essentially the last part of the video. So think of it essentially as like the opposite of a hook. Hook is the beginning, call to action is the end. And many apps that I see and many videos that I see made by apps, they don't even have a call to action. So Here's how I would think about CTAs, and CTAs stand for call to action, if you're wondering. So basically, every piece of content should have some sort of purpose. And when you're creating content, obviously you have a purpose to it. Whether it's running as an ad or creating an organic piece of content, you need to think about what your purpose is. So is your purpose to download the app? Is it for people to download the app? Is it for people to check out your website? Is it for people to check out your social media channels, your other ones? Or is it to just have somebody follow your video or like your video or even just watch your video and not do anything? Get really clear on what that is before you make the video. And when you do make the video, you want to end it with a strong CTA. So let's say the purpose of this video is to get people to download your app. Well, then the end of the video for a fitness app might look like, now download your app and start your transformation, or click the link below and download our app if you're looking to build muscle too. Something that actually gets people to do something. Now, one thing I'm going to say here is, from my years of experience with content, you do not want to have too many call to actions to your app or to external platforms when you're creating organic content. With organic content, you want to make it as subtle as possible. So if you take a look at very, very high tier best apps in the world like Duolingo, they don't have a call to action in every video where they're like, hey, go check out Duolingo, go download this app right now, this is what it does. No, instead they're just giving value. And then at the very end, there's some soft call to actions like follow this page for more hacks or more tricks or more content. And that's how I would think about organic content. And when it comes to ads, it is extremely important to have a call to action. You do not want to miss it, or else you're just not going to do anything with your ad. And obviously you want to make sure that call to action lines up with what you're trying to get people to do. So those are the three tips for you guys. Hook your audience quickly, deliver a clear and concise message, and end with a very strong call to action. If this was helpful, it'd be awesome if you guys can rate and review this podcast. It would mean the world for us if you could give us a 5-star review, and we'll see you in the next one.